Cloud Service Desk, IT Service Management Podcast from Modus ITO. Hello and welcome everybody to our next episode of What About Service Desk? My name is Julia and with my colleagues we discuss different Service Desk topics. And some of you might know, the team in our German Modus Tech Delivery Center is quite different. Our team works at 3 locations, comes from 40 nations and speaks around 20 languages. And at the moment, over 650 individuals work at the Modus Tech Delivery Centers, and that means for us different backgrounds, experiences, skills, and of course, personalities. And from time to time, that is challenging. But we at Modus trust in the chance and also the power diversity stands for. So our today's podcast goes around diversity in the service desk. And today with me are my nice colleagues Katina, Cedric, and Udo. Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Julia. Well, Julia, my name is Katina, and I am a team lead of 20 agents team that works in Leipzig and Erfurt. I am very motivated by diversity in my professional and personal life, and our company is already diverse in many ways. And for me, it is important to communicate this to the outside world, but also to push it to the next level.
Hi, I'm Cedric, the team leader of the team Shared Multilingual, the most international team of the company with 14 different nationalities for only 24 members. I come from Belgium, and in my previous job, I traveled to around 70 countries. I'm helping to make Modus more international, both outside and inside. And for me, it is really important that every new employee from abroad feels comfortable in our company and has access to information in English.
Hi, I'm Udo. I'm a sales guy at Modus. So thank you for the invitation to the podcast discussion. Our sales team is in contact with a wide bandwidth of potential customers from all over the world, large and small enterprises in all conceivable industries, public institutions, government, and many more. And they have different requirements to our services. So I can say as a sales manager, it is my daily business to handle that kind of diversity. In diversity, I see a win-win-win situation. One win for the diverse people, one for the company, and at least a win for our culture and society. So let's see which aspects we found to describe it.
Okay, then let's speak about the triple win situation. I'm really happy to have you here today. And in the next half an hour, we will switch the point of view and have a look on diversity in the service desk environment. So perhaps let's start with a business topic and our so-called geodiversity. What does geodiversity mean for our company?
When we talk about geodiversity, we look at company structure that is not centralized at one place, but is spread over several locations. Modus Tech Delivery Centers in Germany are located in Erfurt, in Leipzig and Böblingen. Beyond that, we work deeply together with partner centers of Modus Global. Here in Germany, geodiversity offers many chances and opportunities for our daily business. So we build a fully redundant technical infrastructure, which allows us to switch our delivery easily to another support center if one location is facing technical difficulties, such as major internet or electrical outages. So Katina, what advantages brings geodiversity for our delivery service in practice?
Well, first thing is distribution of peak loads. For example, Mondays are typically very, very busy days. We have a lot of incoming contacts, such as calls, emails, self-service tickets, and so on and so forth. So we use geodiversity daily for capacity load distribution. If we have an overload in a queue in a service desk team, we can easily distribute the calls to other teams that are working at the same location, but also at another location and fulfill the availability service level. In practice, we use it in service desks of 2 automotive enterprises, as well as a restaurant franchise. Second point, are very flexible job markets. For the past years, you know, companies have been dealing with an employee job market, which makes it complicated to find workforce with the right skills. And instead of depending on only one region, We can access the job markets of Erfurt, of Böbling, and also Leipzig, which is a thriving and young university city with a lot of potential. However, teams that are spread over multiple locations are, of course, challenging as well. In order to overcome the distance between people, meaning between the agents, but also between the agent and the supervisor and team lead, we need to be very dedicated and committed to the team and to one another. To give you some examples, in my team, pre-pandemic, I have to add, we used to send cakes, popcorn, oh, and even we sent plants from one location to the other just to say happy birthday or to say, hey, have a great day, everyone. We just want you to be happy. No lying, no kidding, really. And of course, this gets even more difficult nowadays in the pandemic when you have about 90% of a team working from home, but they still keep in touch via instant messaging, for example, and they still help each other out and they make jokes. And like I said, they try to keep everyone motivated. And if you think about working in different locations, it is also a way of social distancing. So we were able to keep a distance way before it became a trend, right, Odo?
Yes, right. Yeah, sure. And I think when I think about it, there is another important advantage of geodiversity of our service locations and a redundant setup in case of emergency. It's a kind of business continuity management. Yeah. Katina, have you ever experienced any emergency situation where geodiversity appeared to be an advantage?
Absolutely. Yeah. And unfortunately, I have to admit, you know, about a year and a half ago, we had an alleged bomb from World War II that was found in our neighborhood during construction work. So the complete office building had to be evacuated. And we were just glad to know if worse came to worse, we would still have our team in Erfurt to keep the service going. But everything turned out okay. The alleged bomb was an old bathtub. So nobody was hurt. Everything was fine. And service continued with no interruptions.
Okay. Fortunately, nothing bad happens with a bathtub. I think no one really expects that a dud found could paralyze the service fulfillment of a whole production site. But thinking about it, Leipzig, where the dud was found, is in another federal state of Germany. And all our service centers are located in different federal states. And these federal states have different bank holidays. So there I see another advantage of geodiversity. We can offer services at bank holidays without extra surcharges when we deliver these services from a federal state where the day is a normal workday. And that works also in a global scale. So some customers book an extra support at Thanksgiving to enable their service employees to celebrate at home with their families. So I think there are lots of advantages of geodiverse structured service company. Redundancy for reliability, fast reaction capabilities, and high flexibility.
And I might add also a number of challenges, such as coordinating agents in different locations and also coordinating multiple projects at the same time. I think Cedric can give us even more examples from his multilingual team.
Yes, indeed. Some teams are working in a shared concept, which means that they provide the support to different customers in most cases 24/7, 365 days a year, and in up to 6, 7, or even more different languages. The best way to guarantee such support is to have a multicultural team with agents coming from different countries and speaking different languages. This is a real challenge, especially when searching for potential new employees, but it creates a special team with a unique atmosphere and team spirit. But I'll come back later to this topic.
Yeah, I'm sure. And wow, and geodiversity is an important part of our daily business. And different languages you spoke about, a large number of services in various time zones, 3 locations in 3 federal states, better chances for hiring new colleagues, colleagues who care of each other. Katina, you spoke about sending cakes and plans from one location to another and having also security for the service delivery. And that's important for backup in different situations, such as bank holidays or multiple protection for our business and our delivered services. And Katina, you spoke also about the personalized portfolio of our clients. Can you tell us more about that?
Yes, absolutely. You know, every contractor needs a personalized service desk setup based on their needs. So we're looking at diverse technologies, we're looking at different ticket tools, and also contractor IT. Several agents are working for multiple clients at the same time, which means they work in multiple ticket systems, up to 3 to 5 different ticket systems, and sometimes even different IT environments. And yes, it is indeed challenging, but this is what the customer requires. There are 3 types of services based on customer requirements and fulfillment. So first would be so-called QCE, qualified call entry. The second is co-partnering, which means you can distribute peak loads, process service extensions, or handle multiple languages. And the third one is the classic full service desk. So over the years, Modus has acquired a lot of experience and expert knowledge within a very diverse mix of industries, such as manufacturing, financial services, retail, logistics, communication, technology, customer products, so on and so forth. I could keep going for hours. And one other example, our contractors, they range from national medium-sized retailers to one of the leading global logistics companies.
This is impressive. That's not only a customer diversity. From my point of view, this is a unique delivery diversity. And when we think about that, geodiversity, delivery diversity, to handle that, we need a great team. We will speak about that in a few minutes. But before, I would like to hear a little more about our network. On the one hand, we deliver IT support for our end users. And on the other hand, we also need support. So what about the supplier diversity?
Yeah, you can find also diversity in the supplier's network. The most important suppliers are providers for telecommunication and internet services. Also, the best providers cannot ensure 100% availability, but without internet or telecommunication, we are not able to deliver any services. So we have contracts with providers for telecommunication and internet in every location as a failover concept. At the other hand, more service delivery locations means also more local suppliers for electrical energy and facility services and many more. More contractors means more contract management for the supplier managers. But I think they are doing a very good job there.
I think so too. And also think they have a really, really a lot to do. And we have learned so much concerning the business value of diversity and every topic we spoke about. This would be nothing without the team. So Cedric, your team is most diverse, different nations, languages, personality, needs.
In the Modus Tech Delivery Germany, our colleagues are coming from about 40 different nations, as you mentioned before, Julia, and we provide the IT support to our customers in up to 20 different languages worldwide 24/7. Germany is a great country to work, and the main issue for foreigners is most probably to learn the language or to find a place where German is not compulsory. At Modus, depending on the teams and supported customers, it's not mandatory to speak German from the beginning. Foreigners are getting translation assistance not only for work-related topics, but as well for personal topics, like for instance, find a flat or fill in some official documents. But of course, being in Germany, they should in the first month start to learn German.
Okay. Diversity is the soul of your team. How do you support each person?
The entire communication in my team is in English. That's the main point. And in the work group, Living Diversity, we are working on it to have the entire company communication consequently in both English and German. Many documents and written communications have been translated already. Personally, I'm fluent in 5 languages, and when possible, I'm trying to speak to my agents in their mother tongue. This is definitely helping to get a nice communication and spirit in the team. As some of my agents came to Germany for this job for working for Modis, they don't have any other contacts, family or friends here yet. Therefore, I'm frequently their first person of contact or confidant, as well sometimes for private topics. Especially in this pandemic period, most of our agents are working in home office. This can be actually performed from anywhere where IT security and safety at work are both guaranteed, of course. We try to combine holiday and work from abroad so the colleagues can spend up to 6 weeks with the family and in their country of origin. Furthermore, at Modis, we have a relaxation room, which can be used not only to relax during breaks, but colleagues who need some privacy can use this room for their religious needs as well.
Between your lines, I hear the origin doesn't matter. That's, in my opinion, a really strong message. What about the age?
All generations from the baby boomers to X, Y, and Z are represented within the company. The two main generations are X and Y, so colleagues basically who are now between 26 and 56 years old. Their average age is 40. This can be easily explained by the fact that the need of IT support really expanded in the late 80s and 90s, which is when the X generation started their career.
Oh, that's really interesting. Thank you for sharing that internal information with us. And if you like, let's stay a little longer in the field of internal information. Then when I spoke with the team, they told me their work is challenging. Reaction time, new requests, various contact channels. Is this a working environment for challenged people?
Absolutely, it is. And why wouldn't it? You know, everybody is welcome at Modis. When you apply for a job, we look at the things you can do rather than the things you cannot do. We encourage everyone to explore their potential. And some of our best agents are physically challenged. They are often the ones who work the hardest. And honestly, a user doesn't care if the person they're talking to is sitting in a wheelchair or if they don't hear if the agent has a severe heart condition or if they wear a hearing aid. The user wants to address their IT problem and they want to get it solved right now. And why would an agent with a disability do a worse job than someone who does not? Our managers and team leads encourage and challenge their employees. So if we come across an obstacle, we look for solutions such as technical assistance for agents with visual or hearing impairment, or for example, we book additional trainings for them or give them an experienced coworker who can assist. And the key is always to keep an open mind and open communication, as Cedric also mentioned before. A lot of disabilities are invisible, and that's why we need to trust one another so that we can talk about problems and also find solutions together.
It sounds really, really amazing. And what about the women? How many women are working on each level at Modis?
Please let me answer your question. Maybe
of
I know
course.
It. here at Modis service centers in Germany, women have a share of around 30%. That sounds not so much, but in relation to an average women quote of around 17% in IT professional groups, it is a remarkable value. Also, in leading positions, we have 22 up to 50% women in relation to less than 10% in management levels, which is typically in Germany's ITC industry. That is not only an important step to gender equity, diverse teams perform in another level. When they are diverse, the teams are diverse in age, sex, culture, and professional background. Diverse teams have a diverse view at the challenges and the diverse experiences in solving problems. So diverse teams are more successful than homogeneous teams.
And what makes a company more attractive for women?
That's a good question, but maybe what would you think, Katina?
Well, three things. It's actually really simple. We offer flexible working hours, career perspectives, and also equal pay for equal work.
And let me, a last point, don't forget to make it known in the world.
That sounds fantastic. Perfect. A few minutes ago, I spoke about the people and their needs. And in my perception, everyone does a great job and we are really delighted having every single person in our Modis team. We all know, especially when we look back in 2020, a very small thing can change everything. So it's necessary to be flexible. How do flexibility and diversity go together?
Well, with a large number of trainings, for example, so we're looking at basic skills, advanced trainings, and also qualifications. A very basic thing are communications trainings, which are also extremely helpful in terms of age diversity. Then we have a large number of technical trainings, for example, trainings for cash registers for our retail clients. And of course, we have a large number of different IT trainings from Outlook to SAP to Citrix. And also, in order to evolve and maybe find a new challenge within Modis, we have two really cool things in place right now. One is the so-called Future Day. And the second thing is our development and performance dialogue between agent and manager. In German, we say it's our Eulegespräch, but in English, it is the development and performance dialogue. Next thing is we have 11 types of working time models based on weekly work hours. Well, contractors still require the best service possible. We all know that. But in order to provide the best service possible, we also need to fulfill the needs of our employees to keep them motivated, of course. A single parent is by far more motivated if they work only four or six hours and then they can take care of their child. From my personal experience, to be honest with you, several part-time agents have a better performance than full-time agents. And the next thing is, it is very important to have a very healthy work environment. So that means at Modis, we have a very lively health and well-being management, which includes also multiple work groups, such as the work environment of the future. And last but not least, we keep hearing it in the news every day for the last couple of months, home office. Home office plays a major role when it comes to diversity and flexibility. And personally, I'm very grateful too that we had the privilege of working from home way before the pandemic, before it became a trend. That means Modis and us, we were well aware of the not only technical challenges, and we were very quick in sending our teams to home office when things got worse last year. So we had a head start and we were able to assist our contractors and affiliated companies as well in setting up home office strategies within a very, very short period of time.
Oh, wow. I have nothing more to say, and that doesn't happen very often. in this podcast, we spoke about diversity. I have learned that diversity in the at the Modis Tech Delivery Center isn't just a word, it's living diversity. And as you remember, we started with geodiversity. We spoke about client and delivery diversity, such as supplier diversity. And we have shown the importance of every single person for the teamwork. And you described it very well. That's not important how a person looks like or where the person comes from. What matters is their passion for IT services. Katina, Cedric, and Udo, thank you very, very much for this inspiring podcast. It was really a pleasure for me to have you here today.
Thank you for having us and for setting everything up, Julia.
You're welcome.
Thank you for letting me participate to this very interesting podcast. Diversity is the future in many different ways.
Thank you, Julia. Unbelievable how many aspects of diversity we discussed in such a short time.
Yeah, you're right. And if you, dear listeners, liked our podcast, we would be happy if you share it. And if you would like to discuss one of the topics we spoke about today, use podcast@modis.de and write us an email. And of course, you can find our podcast, What About Service Desk, wherever there are podcasts. Thanks for listening and hear you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
You can find our podcast, What About Service Desk, from Modis ITO, wherever there are podcasts. Thank you for listening and hear you next time.